B-Pod Studios.
Wednesday.
Is it
Wednesday?
You know what time it is?
Is it time to make the donuts?
I read somewhere that the smell of donuts is one of the strongest aphrodisiacs.
Donuts!
Whoa.
Excellent!
That's how you get banned from a donut shop.
Donut o'clock. That's
great.
Oh, the diet starts tomorrow.
But the show must go on.
Now!
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody feeling this Wednesday morning? So far, it's the longest week I can remember.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Snow does
feels
that.
Like it snow does that. Snow slows you down.
Yeah, it does.
Man, I've had it. How about you guys? Let's be honest. I wish I had that go get them attitude.
Well,
isn't it just lovely?
I feel like bad, a little bad for you because you got like 14 inches or something.
I think
like
I got 14 in Andover.
Canton only got like 4, so it's a nice dusting. Oh, everything's very pretty.
Comparatively, it's nice, right?
Yes.
Brian,
yeah.
What'd you get?
We probably ended up with about 8. And
it's
all frozen. Solid this morning.
Sure
be careful when you step out on those steps.
Yeah.
I almost went down in the driveway.
I saw that.
I'll post that video
because
it was pretty funny.
On his camera. It's really weird, though. You can see yourself leaving the house, and there you are. Almost tripping and falling.
Oh, I would have imagined if I went down, it would have been.
Oh, it would have been
better.
Terrible.
You know what? No, it would have been good.
No,
it would have been so
for
funny.
Insurance purposes, you would have seen
really
he's
fun.
Not
he gonna
scamming
sue himself.
No, for insurance, you know, and for any kind of work related stuff.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
He could show he's not faking it.
All right.
Yesterday was True Confession Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we talked to plow guys because they were out on the road, and we said, "Hey, give us a confession of something you've done or seen as a plow guy. What else would you call him?"
Snow removal expert.
Thank you. So Jim, the snow removal expert, called us with his true confession. So it makes me wonder. Here's what Jim had to say.
We're plowing for a town. Won't say what town. And there was a parking ban, and a gentleman was watching me plow his street, and he wouldn't come out move his car off the street. So I took a 3-yard bucket and dumped the whole bucket of snow on his car.
Now that's Jim right there.
Yeah.
So, and somebody and yesterday when I got home, I couldn't get through the driveway because of the plow guy, the snow removal expert, just covered my driveway. So they like to have fun.
Yeah, they do. They do.
No sympathy.
My snow removal expert is excellent. He does an excellent job.
Yeah, do you sleep with him?
I do.
That's what it takes.
That's what it takes. Yep, but he does a perfect job.
I guess I got to learn to live with it. Okay, fine.
In the driveway, too.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
Wow. Okay, I'm just going to learn to live with my snow removal expert and what he does. That's fine.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Staples. Ship all your gifts and packages at your local Staples store and save 15% on UPS shipping at services like even 7 days a week. Plus, get all the supplies you need, like boxes, tape, and bubble roll. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday, in store only. Offer ends 12/28/19. See store for details. Staples, LBF, what's cool?
The great French fry shortage of 2019.
That's not cool.
Oh.
That's bad. I guess we should know.
Yes, you need to know all the
French
details.
French fry shortage. Yeah.
What you need to do about it.
Okay.
I'm going to stay on
what
that.
What action theme. You need to take.
Yes.
I'm
going
to stay on that theme because you know how much people spend on snacks every year?
Yeah.
So much.
I put a serious dent in this yesterday. I can't be trusted to go to BJ's all by myself.
Oh, my God. No. You snacked up, huh?
Oh, boy.
All right, I'll tell you why. After all those snacks and fries, you should brush your teeth. It could be very beneficial in the long run.
Okay.
All right, what do you got?
Well, there's a great French fry shortage. It may be looming. Maybe it's 2020, not 2019. And it's not my fault.
Well, you're off the fry.
I'm off the fry.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe it is your fault. Maybe demand is down so much.
It started in Canton.
Something's happening in Canton, Massachusetts, the potato farmers were saying.
Cut back production.
The processors are scrambling to prevent the shortage because bad weather decimated crops in Canada and
Idaho.
United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what they're
They're big.
Maine.
They're big.
Maine.
Maine.
Potatoes.
Anyway, it was pretty bad in October. And, they're just scrambling. Wow. And there's an increase in demand for French fries because who doesn't want a French fry?
Come on.
So I don't know. They're going to go up in price, and you're probably not going to get the quality French fries.
So
you
what
want.
Have you replaced your fry with when you get a burger or something?
Martinis.
That normally, I mean, good. Like an edible, you know.
Replace. Edibles.
No. Oh, my God.
Which makes you want
no, I am. I usually get like, well, yeah. I think of this as salad, coleslaw.
Ah.
I think that's salad.
I love coleslaw. Love it. Underrated.
I believe that okay. It is so good for you.
Like when my mother was eating ramen salad, she's like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm eating salad.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Fry shortage. So, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, yesterday, you know, it was a snow day. So my wife's like, hey, there's a house full of kids. Can you pick up snacks on the way home?
Yeah.
And I had to buy sugar. So I instead of stopping at, like, the supermarket, yeah. I stopped at BJ's on the way home.
Oh, no.
I did get a bag of sugar. It's like a 50-pound bag. And... So many snacks. I got, I mean, Doritos and chips. And this was me at the store. Here you go.
Get some sour cream and onion chips mm-hmm. with some dip, man. Yeah. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars. A whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Yeah, yeah. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, cream crackers.
Yeah, okay, got
that's
it.
I got all
my
that.
God.
Is that
your card?
So they've figured it out now, though. They did this survey. I think this seems like a fairly... You know, low average. They said over your lifetime you'll spend almost $30,000, $28,000 on snacks in your adult life. In your
adult life,
because they average $9 a week. That seems a little low,
yeah.
But you know that's that comes out to about $480 a year on snacks.
Well, what'd you spend yesterday?
It's embarrassing. I walked out of there $200.
Okay.
Yeah. Stuff.
You
but
are.
He got a snowboard.
I got a snowboard. Uh-huh. I got wine.
Got a snowboard and Doritos.
Doritos.
That's what's great about big box stores. I love it.
There, I stopped myself from buying an air fryer. It was off the rails.
Wow. Not to be trusted.
Yeah.
No.
What'd your wife think when you got home?
She was happy.
No, she wasn't. Because now we have a like giant box of Pringles. She's like, where are we going to put that? I'm like, I don't
know.
In
my mouth?
I don't know.
How's that?
Answer for everything. All right. And finally, brushing your teeth may lower your risk of heart problems. So think about that this morning. If you want a healthy heart, brushing your teeth helps. A Korean study was done over 10 years with thousands of participants. They found brushing your teeth 3 times a day may help hold off heart issues later in life. It's linked with 12% lower risk of heart failure, 10% lower risk of developing arterial fibrillation. How about that?
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think that dental health has a lot to do with overall health.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
It's great. That's why you like Dr. Wu.
I do. I like Dr. Wu.
You like Dr. Wu.
I like smiling. Smiling's my favorite.
That's my favorite. There you go. Try to get 3 in or 2. It's hard to get
2.
3.
It's hard to get 3, but I admire those people who go into the bathroom and brush their teeth after lunch. I'm like, look at you.
I know. That's
dental
that
health.
Is way extra, as the kids say. But it's they're going to live longer than
yeah,
us.
True.
There you have it. That's all right. Cool. All right. Coming up. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's cool, but this couple were married 68 years, right?
Yeah.
One died. And guess what happened to the other one?
They got married?
No.
Remarried in a second.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, I'm looking for the story now. I got it somewhere about that couple.
Oh, I have it.
You have it? They were married how many years?
68 years.
68 years. And one died, right?
Yes. So they lived together. They lived in their home together for 68 years. And the husband fell ill, died of cancer.
Bob and Corinne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Married 68 years.
Yeah.
They lived independently in their home until Bob fell ill from cancer. Man, that hits too close to home. His name had to be Bob.
There are a lot of Bobs.
Yeah,
it's
you know,
all
there
right.
are.
It's okay. It's all
yes.
right. You're all right.
Shortly
Why
after-
are you making this about you?
It's always. Shortly after his wife joined him in the hot... Why? I shouldn't be laughing. But you started it. Shortly after his wife joined him in the hospital with congestive heart failure, she passed away, and just 33 hours later, Bob passed away.
Oh, so she died first.
She went first, and then Bob went. That's usually the way it goes.
Really?
Right?
Wife well, goes, usually if the wife dies first, then the husband gets remarried very quickly. No, this I don't want to turn this into a cynical thing. This is actually really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of reminded me of The Notebook.
Notebook. Never seen it.
Okay, what?
Yeah, we've never seen The Notebook, Brian and I, so this doesn't mean anything to us.
You've never seen The Notebook.
No,
this is stunning to
you
me.
Know, I have a wife and three daughters.
Yeah,
required to be there.
You weren't?
No.
I think it's one of the most romantic movies.
Yeah. Well, you've never seen Christmas Vacation, so don't get all up in my grill.
Don't judge.
Anyway, this is like The Notebook, not to be...
All right, spoiler alert, right?
Yeah.
This is a spoiler alert.
For us.
If you're like Brian and me and you've never seen The Notebook, here it is, I guess.
Gina Rollins.
Uh-oh.
James Garner.
Death.
You smell death. What's wrong with you?
I smell death.
I'll be seeing you.
Oh, no.
Well, spoiler alert, they die together at the end.
Okay.
Because they were the true love. They loved each other.
Wow. Who went first?
They went like at the exact same time because it's a movie.
Okay, yeah.
And then the nursing home nurse found them together in bed holding hands.
Oh, my God.
And it was like the loveliest thing, second only to like when that couple in the Titanic were lying in the bed and the waves came and they decided to die together.
Yeah, that was not going to happen.
It's not you?
No.
You're like running for the door?
No, come on, let's go.
Women and children move over.
That would throw that one over. Let's go.
But that's kind
Follow
of sweet,
me.
Isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
That's like a life goal.
Is it one of yours?
To die like right after Dave or right before Dave?
Yeah, you want to go. You want him first. Let's
just
be
so
real.
I can know that he doesn't remarry
That's
right away.
That's
oh my God.
No, but it's sweet.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah. I guess we should see The Notebook, Brian.
You really should.
Yeah.
It's so romantic.
I mean, we know the ending.
I mean, Rachel McAdams is in it, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I like Rachel McAdams.
Right. Can I appeal to that side of you?
That helps.
You animal.
I'm good.
You're still good?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you watch Christmas Vacation yesterday?
Yeah, but this is like, it's the most romantic movie of the 21st century.
Well, we shouldn't make light of Bob and Corinne Johnson.
No, we shouldn't.
68 years together. And, you know.
What's wrong with you?
I know, I feel terrible.
You
now.
Should. You should feel terrible about that and
you
know
not
seeing The Notebook.
Well, I think I'll buy a notebook.
Write down all the reasons.
Why so bad? Well, there you have it. We thought we'd pass on a heartwarming story.
But
sorry.
It didn't end up that way.
We can't, apparently.
Sorry. Bob and Corinne. 68's a good run. You almost made it to 70.
Yeah,
it would have been
right.
Nice.
Okay.
But, you know, you avoided people having to put a party together for you. And then,
oh, my God.
It's expensive.
With
yeah, a group funeral.
Stop trying to be heartwarming.
We're done. All right. Let's do what's coming up in the dirty laundry bin.
Hey, guess who stopped smoking pot?
Okay. Right.
Snoop Dogg.
Nope. Almost a shocking.
They're buddies. Okay. They're buddies.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yes, Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
Okay, guess who stopped smoking pot?
Mm.
I'm going to tell you in 1 second, but first, guess who's on TV tonight on E at 8 o'clock? Yes, our very own Tom Brady is going to be on this new E! Entertainment show called In the Room, where they bring cameras into your home and rooms in your home, and then Tom Brady and Giselle talk about their life and their passions and their relationship. And here's a little tease. Tom, in this particular clip, he is sitting in his TB12 studio, so we all know what branding's about, don't we?
Okay.
Here he is talking about Giselle and his life.
It's worked for you. I think, you know, marriages, I'm sure for everyone out there, they ebb and they flow. I think the challenging part for us is we are very ambitious people.
No kidding.
And a lot of times, you know, I'm going one direction, she's going the other, and it's, you know, ships passing in the night, and, you know, I'm going to football, and she's got things she's doing. Oh, by the way, the kids. And, you know, I think we just have to make sure we take time for one another. And I think if you want it to get better and improve, you got to communicate. I want to support her and her dreams. She wants to support me and mine. And it's not like because I'm a football player, her life's going to stop.
That's sweet.
Well,
Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen.
Well, what do you think of this?
Just like us.
Yes. What do you think, though, if your husband was on TV and said, you know, our marriage ebbs and flows like any other? Would you like to hear that?
Well... you know, no one likes to hear the truth.
Yeah.
But it's honest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Because every marriage, like, sometimes you're like, woo, we are the best couple
you're flowing.
Ever. And sometimes you're like, do you have to breathe?
I'd stay off TV if I were you. No, I wouldn't like go on TV.
We're just on the radio.
Oh, it's radio.
I think I'm wrong here. I think that's what it does. But you, it's like the stock market.
You're breathing my air.
You just want to keep, like, going. Like, sometimes there's a high and a low, but you want it to just continue to go on a nice forward path.
What else? Who's not smoking pot? I would do that.
You wouldn't say ebb and flow?
I would never say it ebbs and flows.
You just think it's awesome
rock
constantly.
Rock solid, awesome.
I mean, rock solid can ebb and flow. Okay.
He's not saying anything. Bob is, done with that topic.
I painted myself into a corner.
No, you did not. It's all good.
All right.
Still sleeping?
Yeah, hope so. Yeah. Love you, Dave. Who stopped smoking pot?
Yeah.
Who started, actually? I'll tell you that the next time. But Willie Nelson, 86 years old, has stopped smoking pot. He said he doesn't smoke anymore. He's taking better care of himself. He's ruined his lungs by smoking it. Let's be honest. He hasn't stopped taking it. He now does edibles and vapes. Shouldn't vape anybody.
Yeah.
But I was reading about people who stopped smoking pot later in life.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg. Stopped in 2017, then started in 2018. I was like, good job for trying.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson, he quit smoking pot for the first time in 2017 after 30 solid years of partying.
Wow.
And then in 2019, he was derailed by, guess who? Willie Nelson. Willie was smoking, and so Woody just took a haul, and then Nelson's response to Harrelson doing that, welcome home, son.
Well, that was it.
Mark Wahlberg stopped smoking pot because his kids told him he smelled like a skunk.
Yeah.
And Lady Gaga was smoking pot because of a hip injury. She said she was addicted to pot. She smoked 15 to 20 joints a day to cope with that injury. And then she quit cold turkey when her friend Marina, who's an artist, said, you're coming to my house, no television, no computer, no marijuana, no nothing, no food. For 3 days, art only. You eat only art.
That explains her last album, Art Pot.
Who's art?
Gross.
Yeah. you don't want to go there now.
No. Tastes funny.
Yeah, no. So cold turkey. And I, people, it's not good to smoke this. I mean, I don't know.
You're not a medical expert?
No, I'm not a medical expert. But you would imagine smoking pot
after when you're 86,
many, many years would do some damage.
I would think
to your
it
lungs.
Would. He wants to enjoy the rest of the ride, he wants to know, be aware.
He's a pretty chill dude.
Speaking of cold turkey, have you guys seen the commercial for which commercial for quit smoking uses the turkey? Is that Chantix or what is that?
I don't know, but I've seen that turkey.
Does that bother you?
It bothers me a little bit.
You know what really bothered me?
What?
It was on during Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, not really.
Did your turkey smoke? No wonder. If you like,
oh, he quit.
You left
cold
it.
Oh, he quit. Good. I'm good.
Cold. Yeah, he quit cold turkey. You know, which is the way to do it. That's how I did it many years ago. All right.
Well, that ebbed and flowed, didn't it?
I mean, it was more ebb than flow, but that's okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. So here's the phrase you finished. Best one word answer gets a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card.
All this snow makes me want to blank.
Makes me want to blank. Okay. The new phone number is 888-410-1057. What's the word?
Puke.
Puke. Yeah.
It's a good one. Yep.
That's a good one. Thank you, Molly.
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. This is Donna. All this snow makes me want to blank.
Move.
Yeah, I'm LBF. There with you. That was mine.
Is that yours, LBF?
Yeah.
Makes you want to move. Thank you, Donna. All right, Jordan. All the snow makes me want to...
Snowshoe.
Really?
Really? I hate snowshoes.
Never would have thought of that.
You like it?
My mom loves it. I don't like the snow. It was my mom's idea.
Well, what's your word, then?
All this snow makes you want to throw up.
Mom's very helpful, too.
Yes, she is. No, throw up's what.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, good morning, ROR. All this snow makes me want to...
Hibernate.
Hibernate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hibernate. All right. Thank you, Lynn. Fran, all the snow makes me want to...
Say frigate.
Say frigate.
Oh, wow.
That's more than one word.
You know, I think it's one word.
Say frigate?
One word is frigate.
Oh, okay.
That's Fran. Lovely famous ship. Fran says frigate.
All right.
Thank you, Fran. Okay, bye-bye. All right, Brian, what's that one word?
Veg.
Veg, yeah.
Veg.
Veg.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chips.
Get some snacks.
Veggie dip.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Veggie dip.
I'm hungry.
All right. All right, so we'll let it roll for a little bit longer. $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card. You could re-gift it. Use it for yourself.
Yeah, use it. Well,
I'm going to give it to my wife if I win. I mean, that's nice.
I don't think you're eligible, Bob.
I don't.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Well, I haven't even told you my word yet. All right. So... 888-410-1057. Finish this phrase for that gift card.
All the snow makes me want to blank.
All right, let's do it. 888-410-1057. Here we go.
Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word.
Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, finish this phrase.
All the snow makes me want to blank.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, all the snow makes you want to what? Joe, you there?
Yeah.
Nap?
Well, snuggle.
Oh, snuggle.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. That's nice, Joe.
That's sweet.
Who are you snuggling with?
With my wife. After I'm out shoveling all that snow, I like to go in and just relax.
This guy's good.
That's good.
He's good,
yeah,
Joe.
He does all the snow removal.
Yeah, and then he comes in and snuggles. Oh, Joe.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
That is really good, Joe. You're saying if I would have shoveled yesterday.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we could have snuggled.
You and Joe could have snuggled all
afternoon. No, me and Joe. All right, Joe, you're a contender, my friend, even after LBF just
made it weird.
Good stuff, Joe. All right, Skyler, all the snow makes me want to...
Cry.
Oh, come on.
Another crier.
Another cry.
It does. It's just the beginning of winter.
What do you want?
Yeah, it's December what? 4th. No, there's a lot more to come.
Yep. You're going to be crying a long time, Skylar.
Bye, Skylar. All right, Jeff, all the snow makes me want to...
procreate.
Did you shovel like Joe did? At least Joe shoveled, you know, Jeff. So yeah, get that going for him. All right, so the best one of the day. I don't think we're not there yet, or maybe.
Yeah, well, right? there's a contender.
There is a contender. So if you want to finish this phrase for a $100 gift card from Elizabeth Grady, you got a few more minutes. Here's the phrase.
All the snow makes me want to blank.
All right. New phone number, of course, is 888-410-1057. Yeah, 100 bucks for Elizabeth Grady.
That's great.
What do you got there? Facials?
I just had one there.
Yeah?
So good.
Look at you.
I know.
You
right?
had that face, what do they call that thing?
Dermaplaning.
Dermaplaning.
They shave your face.
They shave your face.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
And one word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word.
Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
And one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. So here is the phrase that you have to finish for a $100 gift card from Elizabeth Grady, where LBF just had her face shaved. You said it.
Way to sell
it's called
Bob.
Dermaplaning.
Oh, dermaplaning.
And basic and whatever. But yeah. So here is the phrase.
Okay. Well,
besides, I'm going to kill Bob Bronson later.
I want to blank. blank, Bob Brunson.
All this snow makes me want to blank.
All right. Let's start with Beth. Beth, what's that phrase? Let's hear it.
Convulse.
Yeah, convulse. Good word. Good word. Thank you. All right, let's say hi to Ashley. All this snow makes me want to.
All this snow makes me want to party.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
Really? Oh, yeah. It's snowing out there. I'm getting out there. I'm ice skating. I'm building a snowman. Call me Buddy Dio.
Wow,
that's
buddy.
Your version of partying. We have a totally different idea of partying, but yeah. I like what you That's very sweet.
I like Ashley's style,
Ashley's
though.
Ashley's style is great.
Everybody is, you know, I mean, she's accepting of all this.
Yes, exactly. A good attitude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's like.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ashley. Good call. Hang on. All right, let's take a few more. We have another guy on the line. What is that one word?
Dessert.
You want makes you want to desert the area?
Well, just get the heck out, right?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure it was either that or you were hungry. I don't know. All right, Rich, what's that one word?
All this snow makes me want to drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, legit.
Hard to argue.
Yes, I know.
Drink what, though?
Something nice and warm, like a whiskey and Coke sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, I'm with that.
A hot toddy's good.
Toddies are nice.
So tea, whiskey, lemon, okay, ham, right, honey. Nice. Yeah. It's good.
All right, Judy. All the snow makes me want to...
Gag.
Gag. Yeah. Yeah,
hard to argue.
Yep.
Gag hard
with
to
a
argue.
Shovel.
All right, Judy. Let's go to Bonnie. Let's go with Elaine. All the snow makes me want to...
Shop.
No.
Yeah.
Can't encourage that.
Shop.
Oh, really? Wow.
Really.
It puts you in the Christmas spirit.
It does?
Yeah. Where do you get that January?
Get inside,
I know, I am. I don't ever want to leave. I want to hibernate like one of our callers. But have fun shopping.
Yeah, bye, Elaine.
Thank you.
Okay. ROR, what's that one word? All the snow makes me want to.
Toboggan.
Really?
Toboggan.
That's a good word.
That's an old timey thing.
Very Ethan Frome of you.
That's all we did when we were little.
Yeah, I know it. You went outside, you played. You got on your toboggan.
Yeah.
Now it's a hat.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
What?
These hats called toboggans. I never. Yeah.
Oh, really?
You never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, they call them toboggans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who knew? You didn't hear me from. So.
No, I didn't. All right. So
no.
we have a second place today, and we're going to give second place to Ashley. Hey, Ashley, we like your style. You're all about having fun and partying, right?
Yeah.
Well, second prize today is two tickets to Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse.
Oh, thank you so much.
Isn't that great?
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's a great, great show.
Have you ever seen Blue Man Group?
No.
Neither have I.
You're going to love it. I went like a couple of years ago, and it's one of the best shows.
All right, put you on hold.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody else, get your tickets at blueman.com, and let's say hi to our winner today. All right, and it is Joe. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Joe said this phrase. Go ahead.
All the snow makes me want to...
Snuggle.
Look at that. See?
Because he went out and he plowed the driveway or whatever, shoveled and did that, and then he wanted to come in and snuggle with his wife.
How nice.
Not his girlfriend.
No, sorry. No, LBF, just once. Hey, Joe. What's your wife's name?
Marie.
Oh. Well, how about $100? We're going to give you a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card for Marie.
Oh, that's great. And their birthday's next week, too.
Oh, you're the perfect
winner. This is perfect.
Yeah. I like what he does, though. He goes out, shovels.
Yeah, I know.
Then he comes in and snuggles.
It's sweet.
You get a shovel and a snuggle all in one day, right, Joe?
Here we go.
And then your wife can have her face shaved. Elizabeth.
Well, whatever she needs, Joe. I mean,
I'm just saying, try the dermaplaning. It's fantastic.
All right, Joe. Hang on, buddy. Thank you for listening.
Right,
we appreciate you. And Marie's going to appreciate you, too, when you give her that $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card. That worked out great.
Yeah, it's I'm actually feeling good about the snow because it's very Christmas spirity, and
I got a shovel this afternoon is what I think.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, go in. Shovel. Okay.
Good luck
All
with
right.
that.
Thank you. I will not let you know. All right.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Sullivan Tire. All right, what's in the bin?
Okay, before we get to Tom Brady and his marriage and Adam Sandler and his Oscar and crazy people smoking pot, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
15th caller.
Do you want a Blue Man Virgin or Group Virgin or someone who's never seen the show?
I don't know how you test for that, but I'm just going to take the 15th caller, Bob.
Okay. Well, if you've never seen it, you know, Scout's Honor, then
give us a call.
Oh, by the way, we do have a new phone number as well for all of our contest lines.
Yeah. It's 888-410-1057.
That's right.
Put it in your phone.
Put it in your phone.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
All right. So, Tom Brady's going to be on television tonight. He's going to be on E! Entertainment Network, and he's going to be talking about his marriage and his life, and it's probably like pretty much to brand himself TV12 and all that other stuff, maybe to sell his house. It's called In the Room. It's on E! It's on tonight at 8 o'clock, and here is what he had to say about being married to Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
He said something like that.
They ebb and they flow. I think the challenging part for us is we are very ambitious people. And a lot of times, you know, I'm going one direction, she's going the other, and it's, you know, ships passing in the night. And, you know, I'm going to football, and she's got things she's doing. Oh, by the way, the kids. And, you know, I think we just have to make sure we take time for one another. And I think if you want it to get better and improve, you got to communicate. I want to support her and her dreams. She wants to support me and mine. And it's not like because I'm a football player, her life's going to stop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And flows.
I'm so jealous of that couple. Giselle posted something on Instagram yesterday. She was doing this yoga pose, and it was about your dreams remain dreams in your head if you don't have discipline. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Were you doing yoga too?
Nope. I was eating something.
Oh, don't lie. No. You were had your yoga pants on.
I did. All my right. yoga pants, and I sit around and watch TV.
Doesn't necessarily mean you're
my workout clothes and my eating pants. Exactly.
Okay. Hey, by the by. So. Yeah. It's a TV show that Tom is on tonight about houses.
Yeah, so
he's
going
to give a tour of the house, right?
And it's, pardon me?
He's trying to sell that house.
He is trying to sell that house. It was for sale in Brookline for $39 million. Now it's down to $33 million.
Oh, price reduction.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, nice.
So if you want a tour, just go to Zillow.
There you go. $33 million.
I'm going to wait him out a little bit longer, I think.
You didn't get him down to maybe 28?
Yeah, I got to get him down.
All right, fine.
I'm really actually interested in seeing what he has to say. I like Tom Brady's personal life. The football stuff, you know, whatevs. But I just like the fact that...
He's the only person ever to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think his personal
the
life
football
is...
Football life, whatever. Okay.
It's just a job.
He needs a receiver. That's what you should be concerned about.
I guess. Okay. I think people should lay off Tom Brady.
It's
I
not
think
his
they're
fault.
Being mean
no
to
one's
him.
Catching the ball.
That's right. Okay. That's what Giselle said after the Super Bowl
exactly.
once. She's like,
you can't throw the ball and catch the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we know.
Giselle, we know.
Okay, fine.
Go do some yoga. All right, Adam Sandler is maybe a contender for, oh my God, an Oscar. Now, this guy is like constantly winning Razzies, but he's in this new movie called Uncut Gems where he plays a gambling addict who is also a jeweler and. I guess it's getting so much buzz, and he was on Howard Stern saying that if he doesn't win the Oscar, and he's joking, obviously, he's like he's going to make a movie so bad that it's going to well,
Little Nicky 2?
Yeah, exactly.
what was that movie?
Little Nicky.
Oh, Little Nicky.
Really,
not worth
really
seeing.
Bad.
Is that the worst Sandler movie?
Maybe. It's okay. Debatable.
My favorite Adam Sandler movie, I really do love 50 First Dates. Mm. I loved him in that, but yeah. I loved Spanglish. Have you ever seen Spanglish?
I don't think I've seen Spanglish.
Oh, my
it's a good. It's
God.
Good, huh?
It's actually he does.
Okay.
He's a good actor.
Wow.
And I really
better
I
than Happy Gilmore. No way.
Way better.
No way. No way. All right. What else? You got?
All right. And who quit smoking pot? This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson, 86 years old. He has quit smoking pot. Doesn't mean he has quit pot altogether. He now has edibles and vapes it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's done. The smoke damage has done too much to his lungs. And at 86. He's like, forget it.
Yeah,
and, you know,
there.
I just want to mention that he convinced Woody Harrelson to start smoking pot again after Woody stopped for 30 years.
He didn't like,
and the first
he didn't
thing
like,
he said to Woody after he smoked that joint was, "Welcome home, son."
Jeez. The prodigal son.
Yeah. That's, yeah, you know what? That's Willie Nelson is the kid you don't want your kid hanging out with.
Let me.
Do you know what I mean? Like, no, you're not
86.
Going out with Willie Nelson today.
He's 86.
Well, Woody Harrelson's mom is like, don't hang out with Woody.
She's
and
106. Okay, yeah. Fine. Let's say hi to Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lynn, where are you from?
I'm actually from Putnam, Connecticut.
Well, guess what? You just won tickets to Blue Man Group.
I'm so excited.
I can tell. Have you ever seen Blue Man Group?
I haven't. But
see,
I,
that's what we're looking for.
Excited.
Oh,
someone
yeah.
Never seen them.
You're okay. Going to love it. You've got two tickets to Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse. You know what? Tickets make great gifts. Blue Man Group will rock your world, blow your mind, and unleash your spirit. See Blue Man Group in Boston. Buy your tickets today at blueman.com.
Are you driving to Boston today, Lynn? Is that why?
No, I drive to Franklin, Mass. every day to go to work.
You
all
do?
Right. Well, that's good.
I listen to you all every morning. I always love to listen to Super Smart. And
she says it right.
Nice. Excellent. I love it.
I do.
Yeah.
I get so annoyed because usually my kids will call me on the way to work. This is when I get all my calls in. And I'm like, I can't talk right now. Super Smart's coming out.
There you go.
Nice. They're calling to say, I love you, Mommy. Yeah. And you're like, come on. I'm listening to the radio.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. Joining us this morning is Emily. Is it Sisson? Emily?
Sisson.
From Reading, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you ever been to Kitty's lately?
No.
You know, on Route 28, Kitty's.
I'm a South Shore girl. What's Kitty's?
Well, that's it seems like a nice place. I'll pop in there sometime. Just asking, Emily.
What is it?
It's a restaurant, Kitty's.
Okay. They right? had a couple of health scares last summer, so we have not been back since. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Glad you asked, Bob.
Yes. Go ahead. I have a stomach, Bob. You can take it.
I do have a good, very strong stomach.
They're not a sponsor.
They won't be now. Thank you, Emily. Memo to sales.
You're not in sales, right, Emily?
Never ask a question you don't know the answer to,
boy.
Bob.
I was just trying to, I'm trying to loosen Emily up here. Fine. All right, Emily, what do you do for work?
I work in public health research.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Yeah, she knows.
All right, Emily, you know how Super Smart works because I can tell you're super smart. We're going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Get them all right. We will throw $1,000 at you, okay?
All right.
All right. If you're not sure, say pass. LBF comes back to it. You ready to go?
Yep.
Here we go.
Who was Tom Brady married to?
Belle Bunchen.
How old is Willie Nelson? 86, 87, or 88?
Pass.
Which state is known as the Empire State?
New York.
Which U.S. naval base did Japan attack in 1941?
Pass.
What TV show coined the phrase, winter is coming?
Game of Thrones.
What is Hillary Clinton's maiden name?
Rodham.
What character uses the phrase, eat my shorts?
Bart Simpson.
What do you get when you add fresh fruit to red wine?
Sangria.
What kind of triangle has two equal sides?
Isosceles.
What does the TED in TED Talk stand for?
Pass.
How old is Willie Nelson? 86, 87, or 88?
86.
What U.S. naval base did Japan attack in 1941?
Pearl Harbor.
What does the TED in TED Talk stand for?
Technology, entertainment, and design.
Oh, my God. You are one word off from getting 10 right.
Wow.
Oh, Emily.
That was so close.
You were close. Under the bell. All right. Go ahead, LBF. The one she missed was number 10, the last one.
Well, did she get it at the bell?
No.
She
did not get the E word.
No, she
didn't. Actually, you know what?
She did?
She did. She got it at the bell.
Are you serious?
I'm serious right now. I just looked.
Emily.
Emily, guess what?
And hit that button,
hit
Bob.
The bell, Bob.
We have a winner. Emily.
Emily, you just won $1,000.
We got a winner. Good job, Emily.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I just, because I looked down and I was like, I think I wrote the wrong thing down. And it's technology, entertainment, and design. At the buzzer. You did it all.
She started her answer at the buzzer.
Yep, she started her answer at the buzzer.
Emily, you just won $1,000.
What do you think?
I'm freaking out.
Oh, I'm freaking out, too, because I'm like, wait.
Merry freaking Christmas. You got it. $1,000.
Oh, my God.
LBF is going to be writing you a check later on.
I am going to be writing you a check. I'm very excited. I'm very pleased that you got the TED Talk, because here's what. I thought that TED Talks were named after a guy named Ted who said, like, we should have these talks. I am not kidding.
No.
And then, so technology, entertainment, and design.
You knew?
I totally guessed at design. I knew the first two.
That was impressive.
That's amazing.
Yep. Well, the first one we've had in quite a while, so congratulations, Emily. $1,000 coming your way. You know why? She's super smart.
You are super smart.
And you also got the super smart T-shirt, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very proudly.
That's the best part.
Yes. You got it. You got a $1,000 super smart T-shirt. Now, what station do super smart people listen to every morning, Emily?
WROR.
You got it. Congratulations. There you go.
Congratulations. Finally. Wow. We finally have a winner.
It took us a while, but we got it. She won. That's good. Emily. Emily, you married, by the way?
I am.
Yeah? $1,000 go a
long
way.
What are you
going
to do with it?
I booked a vacation for my family yesterday, and I'm going to pay it off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is so great. I'm so happy for you.
No, I'm super pumped, and my kids are sitting here very quietly.
They're shocked.
In shock. Wow,
they didn't realize you were that smart.
Mom is super smart. All right, Emily. Hang on. That's great news. So there you go. We got a winner right under the bell. Man, that was good.
Oh, my God.
She was a good player because she passed.
Came
back.
That was the way to do it.
Yep.
So right. Good.
Congratulations from 105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz and LBF and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. I think it was really cool you just gave away $1,000.
I
super
know.
Smart. At 60 seconds, finally got a winner.
No, I'm going to call the bank.
We need a sponsor, by the way, if you're a bank and you want a sponsor, because we have to write the check.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, contact our sales team. All right, so what do you have? What's cool?
What the top five foods you're going to be eating in 2020 are. They're all trendy and going to be on all the menus.
They say that every year. Every year. And that, too. Okay, Brian, what's cool?
I'm going to give you some Andover pride. Now that you're a new resident of Andover,
yeah,
I got some good story out of Andover.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to tell you how a 102-year-old man has discovered the secret to longevity.
Oh.
And you're going to like it.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
It's secret. We're going to crack the code. What do you got?
Okay. So Uber Eats just released its predictions of the 10 trendy foods of 2020. And I like to pay attention to this because sometimes you're like, when did this come about? Like, why am I eating?
Why are Brussels sprouts everywhere?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, they're like, your time is now, Brussels sprouts, go. Well, here's what it is. Right. Top five. Keto diet foods. Annoying. But it's this thing called reishi, which is an Asian mushroom. Collagen, like the stuff that you lose over time in your face.
You eat it?
Yes, but it's in foods. Okay. There are collagen-rich foods like egg whites and citrus fruits and bone broth and chicken, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. The people are going to start talking about that.
Collagen foods.
Squid ink. I've had squid ink.
Really?
On pasta.
Yeah, squid ink pasta.
It's cool. Like not it, but on top of like this gnocchi. I had it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was. And Lucy ate it too.
Yeah.
You didn't tell her what it was, did
nope,
you?
Nope, I did not.
Yeah, right. It's Squidward.
You definitely want to use a napkin. Okay. But it's good for you, and it's good. And starfruit.
Starfruit.
Yes.
It's such a pain peeling, cutting.
I know.
I mean, if you're going to do the work for me, yeah.
Okay.
I'm all in. But otherwise.
But anyway, those are going to be popping up everywhere, and you're going to be like, why? And then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I heard it on ROR.
I heard LBF tell
me. I'll have the starfruit, please.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hey, Bob, I know you just moved to Andover.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But also, something cool out of Andover. I've been watching the show. I told you it started this week, Making It.
Making It.
On NBC. It's a crafting show with Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. Mm-hmm. It's really just, we watch it with the whole family because it's just joyful. People making cool stuff.
Is it triumphant?
It is.
All right.
Joyful and triumphant.
That's what I'm thinking.
Anyway, okay. But one of the competitors that are on there. Yeah, I know. A lot of singing this week. Yeah. Justine Silva. She's from Andover.
Oh, yeah.
And she just won one of the challenges. We've got it on DVR because it's on
really?
At 10 o'clock.
That's cool.
But you should DVR it or watch it on demand.
What's the challenge? Mm.
She had to recreate a craft she did as a kid into an updated version of the craft. And she made this cool, like, quilted stained glass room divider thing. It looked awesome.
I made
it's
noodle
amazing.
Necklaces and ashtrays. She's pretty cool.
Oh, no. Yeah. So cool.
And popcorn trimming for yes. the tree. Remember that?
I can safely say this is the best crafting show on TV.
Oh, okay. So,
okay.
Anyway.
She's an Andover girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's my people.
She used to do, like, the yeah. window displays at Anthropology and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is crafty.
Yeah. That is
So
good.
That's pretty cool. So mm-hmm. we'll keep it up, Justine.
All right. And this is the secret to life. According to this World War II veteran in Pennsylvania, his name is Andrew Slavonic. Sounds like a World War II veteran. He just turned 102. He says the secret to his longevity is, well, I'll let Andrew tell you.
Well, I tried several other beers, but they just didn't feel like the right one. So I came across Coors Light hey. With its flavor and light, and I really enjoyed it. Been drinking it for the last 15, 20 years. Nice. We drink more than one a day. Sometimes we have two, sometimes I have three. We got to have that one at 4 o'clock, though. That's the most important one.
Sounds agreed.
Like you, yeah. 1057 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF, Brian Bell, 847. In case you missed it, we had a winner with Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Very exciting day.
Emily from Reading won.
Yep.
It was nice. It's been a while since we've given away $1,000. So
she was super smart.
She was. So she's in Reading, and I mentioned because I'm moving to Andover.
Yes.
If she'd ever been to Kitty's, and
yep.
you know, whether or not she was a fan of Kitty's. And we have someone on the phone now who is a big, big fan of Kitty's restaurant.
Really?
Because I'd like to go.
Yeah, so exactly.
You're a big fan?
I am.
Good.
It's really great. I'm very happy to Emily winning $1,000, but Kitty's is really great.
Okay.
Go there a lot. Food's good.
What's your favorite dish?
Yeah.
The meatballs and their homemade Italian dressing.
Oh,
yummo. So I've just moved to Andover, so Kitty's is close by in 28.
Yep.
So what should I order there? It's Italian? Is that the deal?
Well, they have a lot of everything.
Mm-hmm.
The menu is very large.
They have party trays.
So you can get whatever you want. But
How are the prices at Kitty's?
The portions are huge, so mm-hmm. they're in line with the amount of
okay.
food that you get.
Nice, Kitty. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Kitty.
So try it. Bring the family.
Oh,
I love
that's
it.
Nice.
And they make good drinks, too.
Yeah, I like
oh,
it.
Oh, good.
Very good.
I'm in.
Teresa, standing up for Kitty's. I like it.
I am.
Thank you. That's good, because I was debating not to go after the other, you know.
We'll see you there.
Nah. All right.
I'm getting a lobster mac and cheese.
Thanks for listening, Teresa. You want to put an order in now?
Yeah, I know.
Day, you guys.
That sounds good. Lobster
like
mac and cheese.
The eggplant parm is like $8. I'm in.
You're in.
Yeah.
You're there. So there
nice
you go.
Kitty.
Nice kitty. Nice. Nice kitty.
That
very
was
good.
Weird.
It wasn't weird. It sounds very
You're
nice.
You're so sweet.
Thank you. We should probably move on from the nice kitty.
Yeah?
Okay. Anyway.
All right. That's it.
You done? We're done. We call it a show. What's your
Let's
safe word?
Show.
What's your safe word? Call it a show.
Meatballs up.
Meatballs up. You probably get to have the kitties, too.
Yeah, kitties.
Yeah, kitties. Nice.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Sun and clouds today. High of 41. That'll feel fine. Not
yeah.
bad at all. After the past couple days we've had, it seemed like it was never going to end, the snow
yeah,
yesterday.
It was
took
a lot.
Forever, right?
Just it was pretty.
At, yeah.
There's that.
It was pretty. You know, you'll have a white Christmas. You think it's going to stick around?
Yeah. No. No, I think it'll be melted by next
prediction?
Week.
Prediction? Yeah. You think it's melted next
Not
week?
Not in your
Brian?
Area, but
nope.
in mine.
We got 14. Brian?
Yeah, like 8. I think it's going to stick around for a little while.
It'd be nice.
We, don't think we're going to see the grass
really.
Until
no.
spring?
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that. All right. We're all headed to Downtown Crossing today at noon because it's the Red Kettle Mascot Challenge. New England sports teams' mascots are going to take over the Salvation Army Red Kettles to help those in need. They're going to be ringing the bells just like that. And we're going to join them. Okay, the three of us will be there at noon. We'd love for you to stop by if you're anywhere near downtown Cross.
You should be, because you should be shopping for people for Christmas. It's going to be at noon.
Good point.
We'll be there, and you can donate and chat.
Ask us our sizes, see what sweaters we like. And
please don't guess our sizes. Right. Can we not do that? Can we leave that on the
large
table?
A banana.
Okay, you're a large banana.
No,
so
that's
funny,
not
so
it.
Am I.
My God.
All right.
Donations, large and small, provide meals, toys, and other holiday support, along with funding for food pantries, soup kitchens, social services. The Salvation Army Massachusetts Division, by the way, this is one of my favorite charities, because with the Salvation Army, nearly every cent goes to charity. They don't have a lot of, you know,
overhead.
Cost and overhead and all.
Exactly.
It goes right where you want it to go. So we'll see you at noon at Downtown Crossing.
And it's easy to donate. You just throw your money in the kettle.
It's easy.
All right.
You can throw as much as you want in there.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.